Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellette. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Carl Olson. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with McDermott covering, for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from White and he is out, Goodman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Olson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon strikes out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gurnett. The throw from Moss and he is out, Berry applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry catches it and throws to first to double up Pearsall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-1 in the game. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pillette moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Pillette scores. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berry. McDermott moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pillette bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Young now playing second base. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-2 in the game. McDermott hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Olsen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Olsen reaches second base with a double. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive beyond third. Stevens can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Olsen moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Sammy White. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Baker reaches second base with a double. Olsen scores. Gurnett scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Satchel Paige now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-3 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Umflett reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Del Wilbur now catching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.